because society arbitrarily denies them the choice. I know where I stand. I hope you all agree with me. We have to stop this removal of a cherished right that was so dearly bought through the courts and Roe v. Wade. We must succeed here. This administration is going to take that right away. We can't let it happen.
First, I would like to say the world can't wait for this opportunity. This is an opportunity for those who know that the commission machine does not represent them as citizens of America. One of Bush's first moves as president was to reintroduce the global gag rule. This rule withholds U.S. funding for health centers that provide abortion services. This rule is driving reproductive rights back decades in over 60 countries. Around the world, up to 80,000 women die every year from unsafe abortions. Now, even women's fundamental right to choose, established with the groundbreaking Roe v. Wade decision, is in jeopardy. No one should underestimate the potential of the Supreme Court vacancy to push back women's rights. Bush can now transform social rights in the U.S. for decades by replacing Justice O'Connor with an anti-choice judge. If Roe v. Wade were overturned, many states would quickly ban abortion altogether, with devastating consequences for tens of millions of women across the U.S. The shockwaves would be felt around the world. The choice of abortion is a personal one. However, we cannot underestimate the power of this choice, and we cannot underestimate the power of this choice being withheld. I urge you to keep your eyes and ears open on this crucial topic of abortion. Refuse to be ruled by the right-wing religious theocracy that Bush is creating. Women and men fought for the freedom that came of Roe v. Wade, and we must fight again to keep abortion available. Women's lives are at stake. We have worked consistently and tirelessly to defend women's rights, and these rights cannot be taken away from us. We must act now. The world cannot wait. Thank you.
Let's not lose the feel of this thing. Let's have a quick chant, all right? We'll get ready for when we're marching. It goes like this. H-I-S-T-O-R-Y. History says resist or die. Let's go. H-I-S-T-O-R-Y.